Genesis chapter 19. And there came two angels to Sodom at evening, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot seeing them rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, Indeed now, my lords, turn in, I urge, ask you, into your servant's house, and stay all night, and wash your feet, and you shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, No, but we will stay in the street all night. But he urged them greatly, and they turned in to him, and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, encircled the house, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called to Lot and said to him, Where are the men who came in to you this night? Bring them out to us, that we may know them sexually. And Lot went out the door to them, and shut the door after him, and said, I urge, ask you, brothers, do not act so wickedly. Look now. I have two daughters who have not known a man sexually. I urge, ask you, let me bring them out to you, and do to them as you please. Only to these men do nothing, because for this reason they have come under the shadow of my roof. And they said, Stand back. And they said again, This one fellow came in to live here, and he wants to be a judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them. And they pressed greatly upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand, and pulled Lot into the house to themselves, and shut the door. And they struck the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves trying to find the door. And the men said to Lot, Have you here any besides a son, in law, and your sons, and your daughters? And whatever you have in the city, bring them out of this place, because we will destroy this place, because their cry has grown great before the face of the Lord Jehovah. And the Lord Jehovah has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out, and spoke to his sons, in law, who had married his daughters, and said, Rise up, get yourselves out of this place, because the Lord Jehovah will destroy this city. But he seemed to his sons in law as one who was joking. And when the morning arose, then the angels hurried Lot, saying, Arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the sin of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, because the Lord Jehovah was being merciful to him, and they brought him forth, and set him outside the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for your life, do not look behind you, neither stay in all the plain, escape to the mountain, lest you be consumed. And Lot said to them, Oh, let it not be so, my lord. Indeed now your servant has found grace in your sight, and you have magnified your mercy, which you have shown to me in saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil overtake me there, and I die. Look now, this city is near to flee to, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape there. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said to him, See, I have accepted you concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city of which you have spoken. Hurry. Escape there, because I cannot do anything until you have gone there. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar, a little one. The sun had risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord Jehovah rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone, sulfur, and fire from the Lord Jehovah out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities, and all the plain, and all those who lived in the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord Jehovah. And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and towards all the land of the plain, and looked, and the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham, and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in the which Lot lived. And Lot went up out of Zoar, and lived in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, because he was afraid to live in Zoar, and he lived in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn said to the younger, Our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come in to us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us cause our father to drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve descendants of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in, and lay with her father. And he did not perceive when she lay down, nor when she arose. And it came to pass in the morning, that the firstborn said to the younger, Indeed, I lay with my father last night. Let us make him drink wine tonight also, and you go in and lie with him, that we may preserve descendants of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also. And the younger arose and lay with him. And he did not perceive when she lay down, nor when she arose. And so both the daughters of Lot were with child by their father. And the firstborn gave birth to a son, and called his name Moab from father, the same as the father of the Moabites to this day. And the younger, she also gave birth to a son, and called his name Ben-Ammi, son of my people, the same as the father of the children of Ammon to this day.